Time now for the word of the day on WCHL. And ladies and gentlemen, we've gone out and we've recruited the very best in the business, Wayne Pond.
Okay. You managed to get a rise out of me on Friday morning. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. How about that? Do you have a lot of people riding by, just kind of rubbernecking, trying to find your house out at Farrington?
No, the only monument that we have out here is to a belted cow and to Ron Stutz, the ancient of days in radio.
You got a monument out there for me?
Yeah. We called you the ancient of days. Pre vacuum tube. I don't know what's before that.
Well, you know, that would be hilarious if you weren't older than I am.
I tried. Okay, guys, here we go. The word of the day. Friday, let's have a dandy and a double peachy one, shall we?
Right.
What do you call it when you've got a situation that is just too difficult to understand? You got a word for that, Ron?
The presidency?
That is a conundrum.
Ouch. That's worse than a conundrum. That's abstruse is what that is.
Oh,
abstruse. There's your word of the day. A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E. Abstruse. A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E. It is an adjective difficult to understand. I know that as you two look at one another across that marble tabletop, you say, who is this abstruse person? Sometimes you just can't figure out who that other one is, right?
Well, I don't know. It happens once or twice a morning.
I thought you'd enjoy that. So there's your word of the day. I thought we'd take the high road and do something sort of hoity-toity. That's the 50-cent term for dadgummit, I don't get it. That's what abstruse is.
The Tar Heels are the national dadgum champions.
There you go.
Nothing
abstruse
about that.
Listen, I'm with you. You can't run that clip too often. That is just priceless.
I love hearing it.
The dadgum national championship. Yeah. All right, one more time so you can give away that Mercedes this morning. Abstruse, A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E, an adjective. That which is difficult to understand. Why aren't there more than, why don't we have more than one weekend in a week? That's a question that you can ponder.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, speaking of weekends, have a good one. I'll talk to you on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.